Yeah, I remember this this older gentleman from the senior citizen, who they brought the bus there. He's like, play some Beatles. And so, oh, I feel bad. What a jerk I was. So looking back, I was like, I just named like a Beatles song, and then we played this song. Oh, man, what a jerk, man. So anyway, yeah. Oh man, welcome back. Red B here. Man, are you kidding me? Come on. Right when we start, the train comes. Well, hey, it's a great opportunity to let you know about the man course. We're not playing around. Man, seriously. If you're a man, if you've got a wife and kids, this is 100% geared towards somebody who has a wife and kids. Man course is coming up June, whatever, Father's Day, June 2024. This thing, I'm on like a spiritual high because I've just completed niddling down the all the work. And this thing's taken a year. I look back and I started writing some of this out. It was called 100 Day Purpose, and started actually in June 10th, 2023. So, I'm just so excited for this. There's so much cool stuff in here. There's scripture. There's stuff from 12-step recovery. There's mindfulness. There's core belief work. There's the main point. The main thing is being a better husband and being there for your kids. So, yep. Hello. But yeah, I'm just so excited to be releasing this to the world. Come here, June, whatever, 20th or June, whatever Father's Day is, 2024. Man, this will impact your life, I guarantee it, if you follow through. It's not meant for everybody. It's a lot of inner work. There's some tough stuff. It's going to take courage. It's going to take humility. It's not going to be easy, and it's not meant for everybody. So anyway, if you get a chance, sign up. Go to the website, thempines.com. Sign up. I should have something up there. I've still got a lot of work to do with it, but oh, so excited. So excited for it. Anyway, this week, we're diving into, let's see, ninth song on the album Home. This one is called What Is Ours. Man, yeah, just, you know, this is one of the oldest songs, I would say, written that made the album. This was, I'm looking here on my notes, it's from 7307. So this bad boy's been around. Actually, I would say that we recorded this, me and Don Parsons. Man, we recorded this probably in 2008. And this was released for the Inward Out album. And that was the first album that I've created, well, not on tape with the Amputators, but yeah, Don, we actually released this back in 2008. Man, Don did a great job on it too. He had the bongos going in this one. That's what I really enjoyed about his version, his touch to it. He had a real cool, like improv at the end of the song. That was super cool. He did great on drums, had a cool bass riff. His wife Chris, man, just phenomenal background vocals on it. You know, at the same time, I'm such a perfectionist, you know, I didn't like a couple spots in the vocals. The guitar solo, I wish it would have went a little different. But anyway, man, yeah, Don did a great job with this song. And, you know, for this album, I had no idea of or intention of adding it to the album. And just the way that it, the whole almost kind of message, I had to bring it to the album, because for me, the album is, you know, you're alone, and then all of a sudden you find this community or this support, and it changes, it transforms you, it transforms your life. And it's just part of my experience, and it's part of more to the story. But, you know, this song, it just, it came back. It's got a resurgence. And so, you know, if I can, I'll put a link into, or put an MP3 of, or some kind of bonus, podcast where I've got the CDs. I've still got whatever, a whole box of them. And so, yeah, I'll try and put that copy in there so you can hear it. You can hear Don, because it's super cool. For this version for the album, you know, it came out real quick. I recorded the acoustic and electric guitars real quick, because I already had an idea of the song. You know, I enjoyed, this was probably my favorite song to play live. I remember playing out at the Reservoir one time, and it was to some senior citizens, and they didn't know any of my music, and I only played my own original songs. And one dude's, I remember he said, "Play some Beatles," between one of the songs. I remember the Heisler's crew was up there, but they kept telling me to play the old songs from the old tape. Oh, man. What was it? Bust-Ass Blues. They kept calling for Bust-Ass Blues and something else. But anyway, Terry and Craig and Carlos and Gordon. But anyway, yeah, I remember this this older gentleman from the senior citizen who they brought the bus there. He's like, "Play some Beatles." And so, oh, I feel bad. What a jerk I was. So looking back, I was like, I just named like a Beatles song, and then we played this song. Oh man, what a jerk, man. So anyway, yeah, this was always my favorite to play live. And like I said, this was real quick guitar, had electric guitar in there. You know, this time around we have Christian again, Gavino, with the drums. Just man, just a solid performance recording. I feel like I EQ'd the drums a little different for this song. When I hear it, compared to the whole album, there's more kick to it, which is cool. So I'm not sure if anybody else would pick that up, but yeah, just this guy's just amazing. He's from Italy. Just guy blows my mind every time I ship a song to him, then he comes back with the drums. Just a high quality. He learns the song. He gets to know the song, and he just has a instinct, an intuition of what to play for it. And man, I just trust him with every song. And so this was no different. Great job from him. You know, Mr. George, Brian George, fellow artist, working on his third album. You know, I wanted him to be on this, and I remember sending him the song. I think I was asking him for some horns or something, and he came back with this bass, you know, this bass riff. You know, first I heard it, he hummed it in his phone, and then he sent me this, he sent me a MIDI file or something, and man, his riff was just, I could not reproduce it. It was just blew me away, man. And, you know, I could not play it the way he played it. And so I just did it the best I could. And to me, you know, the riff, it kind of makes the song for me. Like, it just adds so much to it. And, you know, it reminds me of a rap song. Maybe Coolio, or what is it? Warren G. Me and Warren G. Do-do-do-do-do. Nah, maybe not. It was one of them old rap songs from the 90s, but that's what it reminded me of. But anyway, you know, George is a part of it in there. Again, another song, and appreciate that. And we have, let's see, backup vocals is Jade, Roseanne. Man, just great harmonies from her, great performance. I'll see if I can put a link up for her. I know she's on YouTube, and I know she's on there. But she did a great job. I'm really thankful for her contribution to the song. And then, you know, the song sat around for a little bit, and man, I really wanted some horns for the song because, you know, we had recorded it before, and actually when Jade sent it back, I was kind of curious to see what she would come up with. And, you know, it's interesting that her background vocals are pretty close to Chris's. It was kind of surprising, you know, like, I didn't give her any references or anything. I just sent her what I had. And, you know, when I got it back, I was like, wow, like, this kind of sounds like the other recording. So I had to add something a little different to it. And it just, I had to have those horns. And so there's a guy named Constantine. And he's on Fiverr. I'll see if I can throw up a link for him. Man, he did the horns by MIDI. And he just did a phenomenal job of them horns. You know, he did 5 or 6 different horns. You know, this costs, I would say, the most money for from the Fiverr to add whatever. I think it was, you know, $100, 110 or something. Or I had a 10% coupon, so of course I used that. And you know, he's got some really good quality music. It's a little heavier metal, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he's got a YouTube. I'll see if I can link that. But, man, he's really got a great sound. But, yeah, these horns just, man, did a great job. I've never mixed any horns in, so I hope I added some reverb, and that's about it. So it was a little different adding that. You know, I've recorded a little bit of synth in there, and I remember just I couldn't get it right, and I kept playing it over and over, and it was just so funny because I kept playing it, and I knew Sarah was listening, and pulled one of George's moves where you hit the loop and you just keep repeating it. And I always ask him, you know, what's Ange think? You know, what's your wife think? Well, I'm usually looping, so it's just driving her nuts. So I was laughing at that this round because I just kept playing that same, and it would be off just a little bit. And I remember thinking, Sarah is going to freaking pick this synthesizer up and clobber me over the head. But she didn't, God bless her. And anyway, yeah, so that's the sound of it, I would say. Am I leaving anything out? The guitar solo is my favorite solo. I feel like I got to do it justice. Like, this is like an angry solo. You know, maybe it's from not getting the solo that I wanted from Don. I know we had limited time. And with this, I had more time. So this was not a one-time recording. All my guitar solos are pieced together. You know, I'm taking a little, what's the best here? What's the best there? And I build on it. Like, I go from a little bit here, a little bit there. But, man, this is just an angry, nasty guitar solo where you hear it. And and it's almost like I have to make a face. Like, just to, like, yeah, to get through it. I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, there's another Hush Club. They do a song, Caroline. Oh, check it out. Let's see if I can put a link. And they do a guitar solo in the end of that song, and I love that song. And it's the same way. I have to make a face when that solo comes on. So something just a little weird about me, but just another thing. But anyway, yeah, that solo is my favorite solo of the album. It took a lot of work, but at the same time, oh, I love that solo. And it's, oh, it's so gritty and it's loud. Like, I hope I didn't mix it too loud, but anyway, another train coming. What else can I say about the Man Chorus? Oh, if you know somebody, man, just sign up. I would like to do this thing where I bless the spouse or bless somebody who signs somebody up, because I'm telling you, man, this thing is going to really bless somebody that needs it. And man, it's made a world of difference in my heart, in my mind, in my attitude, in my behaviors. And man, I'm just so excited to pass this thing on, just to express myself and to bless somebody. So if you know somebody, sign them up. I will give you a great deal, especially if you sign somebody else up. Whether it be in an album or my songs or something, or the meditations from it, I will hook you up, and this will bless somebody big time. This is, I will make a fair price on it. You know, it'll be something very affordable, and it's gonna, the value in it is just, you're gonna be blown away. So anyway, yeah, back to the song. Let's get into the lyrics. I'm gonna take a drink here. Let's dive into these lyrics. Okay, so lyrics on here. Let's see here. So, I would say it's pretty personal to me. First verse, ask you why 1,000 times. I would say that's more directed towards God. I just, I've always had a lot of questions. A day unfolds, the bigger picture. Taking things a day at a time, I would say you just, when you trust God, you just, there's for me, there's no other way. You just take it a day at a time. Can't predict that stuff. You have no clue. You just got to trust and believe that God's got a plan for you, and that he knows what he's doing. He's in control, and that's not an easy place to get to. My mistake, didn't try to tell you how, just how I'm feeling. Man, that's always been a huge struggle for me, being dishonest, like not being honest with how I feel or what's alive in me. And so, you know, I think that's why nonviolent communication has helped me out so much. NVC, it's a, I don't know what you call it. Some guy originated it. Should know his name. They all know him by name. Not Russell. Marshall Rosenberg. He created this thing. But anyway, man, it's just it's a tool. It's how do I sum it up? It's going to be in the Man Quest. There's a lot of it in there, but it's where you observe. You have your observation. You either like you say what you saw or what you heard. That's the first part. You state your observation. Then you go to your feeling. How you feel, and then what you're needing, and then you make a request at the end of that. So I know in a 12-step program, we try not to make demands on anybody. And, you know, it's just that NVC has just really blessed me, because I've never been really able to communicate and be honest very well. And so that's why inventory has helped me out. That's why doing inventory in the 12 steps and then sharing that, it helps me. I mean, I still do it. The only thing is, you know, I do my inventory, and then when I meet up with John P, my current sponsor, you know, he's like, ditch that paper. Just let me know what's going on. So look me in the eye. Like, he's real big on like just seeing in your soul. So, all right, I get it, John. But anyway, there's that part of the song. Scared to go, afraid to try. Oh, that's a story of my life, man. Come on. Driven by 100 forms of fear. You know, just, it's always some kind of fear of whatever. Where does it come from? Childhood? I don't know. Somewhere. Bottom line is, I'm not ready. It's not, again, the story of my life. I don't like to prep. I don't like to prepare. I've got this reoccurring dream where I'm playing with live with Metallica, and I don't know the songs. I'm not prepped, and it's been a reoccurring dream through my lifetime. One thing about me is a strength. Let's start with the strength. Man, I love writing music. I could write a song every day. There's just something fresh. It's like a river. It's flowing. At the same time, I like to niddle away the song and see what it has to say, to hear the voice of it. But at the same time, after I get that, my weakness is I don't like to practice. I do not like to rehearse. One of my least favorite things to do, and that's my downfall. Like, I don't practice other people's songs, any covers. I don't practice my own. It's just, it's almost like you either have it or you don't. And a lot of times I don't. And so that's my big struggle with playing live. So I know what I need to do. Just daily sit down and go over them songs. You know, for the home album, I did that for maybe a month or so. And I just had them down, but then I lost it because I'm, you know, working on the Man Quest and writing new songs. So anyway, this totally aligns to my life. So anyway, back to it. Picture this, hit and miss the mark. That's always been there. To me, it's saying, you know, picture this, you're gonna make mistakes, man. Like, you're gonna go out there and you're not gonna do everything perfect, man. Just get out there and do it. And I hate to bring it back to this Man Quest, but it's the same thing. It's like, just start writing, do a little bit every day, you know, and that's just one project, but it's like, I'm thinking now, like, do I do a test run of it? Like, you know, no, you just put it out there, man. See what the Lord's going to do with it. So anyway, same thing with music and just regular life. You know, you're gonna hit and miss, man. That's how you find what works out. And you know, just being patient with it. That's probably the hardest part for me. Okay, chorus. Don't you want to live? Don't you want to love? Don't you want to touch the bottom of the waters? Purpose is free, waiting is deep, where only faith can measure. You know, there's so much in there, you know. You know, I'd be curious if this is before meeting Sarah, you know, like, we got married in 2010. I would say we met in 2008. Yes, this is before Sarah. So, you know, this, you know, I was single for a long time, you know, and you got to take a risk sometime. And thank God, you know, Lord helped me out. You know, how do you go out into the deeper waters? I mean, first thing I think of is obedience, you know, being obedient to it, taking a risk. You know, I would say the Lord constantly calls me to deeper water. At the same time, I would say I deny that by not following through and being obedient. It's been another theme in my life of, again, going back to being scared. Or just wanting to do whatever I want to do. And you miss out. You miss out on the opportunities and God's best, I would say. I hate to bring that up. That's just, it's for me, it's the story of my life. You know, I do not want to miss out on God's best. And I do not want to, when I meet up with the Lord Jesus, I do not want him being like, Red, come on, man. Like, what happened down there? You know, like, oh, so many opportunities you had, man. Like, I do not want to disappoint the Lord. So, anyway, that's just me. Purpose is free. You know, I would say God gives purpose. And almost like the man course, you know, the purpose, first off, is to love your wife and love your kids. And if you feel like you don't have a purpose, that's a great place to start. Because if you're a dad, man, that's your number one task and purpose, to love your kids, be there for them, be present with them. Number one purpose for me. Number one job, most important job, most important task. Anyway, you can tell I'm all revved up about this man quest, man. It's just like it's just like poured in these last couple days. It's been prayer and fasting and just pedal to the metal. And that's all I've been working on. And, oh, man, it's hard to get that, hard to tame it. But anyway, all right, back to verse 2. Okay, back verse 2. Treated by, taken back, the ones that never took the time to love. You know, that's, for me, that's obviously, that's past relationships. You know, just failed relationships. Never with the opposite sex, just never did very well, you know, never knew how to communicate, never, didn't know how to be a partner or to contribute or to give, or very hard for me to, meet the needs of somebody else. And in a way, it still is a challenge, and that selfishness is still there, and it'll creep in. And, something to get past. But anyway, trust is gone. The wrong way seems right on top of the world. You know, you just, I would say I lost trust in relationships. You know, I just really struggled with them. And a lot of that is just from me, you know, not knowing myself. Not doing any inner work, you know, water kind of levels out to its own level. So, I mean, kind of the same thing. Anyway, had enough of, everybody hurts sometimes. It's not enough to. A lot of this song kind of runs together. Not enough to run away from what you're meant to go through to move you forward. Oh, man, that's... Again, another repeated theme buried in me, running away. You guys know that. If you listen to any of the other podcasts, you know, I'm a runner, and that's my nature. But anyway, run away from what you're meant to go through to move you forward. You know, sometimes, and again, like in the NBC, sometimes you got to go through that. You got to... There's a time that comes where you got to face some of that unpleasant feelings, and you got to breathe through it, and you just got to press on and go through it. And, you know, if NVC has taught me anything, NVC is nonviolent communication, you know, it's to not run from it, to have that, how's Robert Gonzalez word it, the contraction, where you have that fear come, or those unpleasant feelings. His teaching is be open to it, be receptive to it. Don't turn your back on it, welcome it. And, you know, that's, to me, that's a whole nother level. I think there's some Buddhist teaching in that, and some, you know, for me, it's hard to do, to live it. But at the same time, man, what an awesome principle, and what a cool thing to do, to face some of those unpleasant feelings and welcome, like when you welcome them, like, whoa, come on. And so to face that, I would say, man, it's kind of prophetic in a way to look back, but I've never been very good at, what's the word, suffering or facing difficult emotions, in a way facing myself. And so, so yeah, back to the chorus, back to the faith. Okay, then it goes to the patience. One of my favorite parts goes high pitch. Patience, can you teach me how to slow down? On down to the show me how to be myself in the world in a moment of time. Man, I have never been good at slowing down. It's always been a challenge for me. And again, back to the NVC, you know, that's a big thing for is slowing down. And even in the 12 steps, you know, being able to, when agitated, pause when agitated. Oh, that is so hard for me. And that quick anger. Oh, man. So again, this song really explains me. It may be the best explaining of my inner thoughts, inner awareness, feelings, gut. Because this song, man, this is just explaining me to a T. I mean, the anger, not being able to slow down, constantly busy, running, fear, not able to be honest. You know, this may be one of the best pictures of myself. Maybe repeated or themes or what's the word? Ingrained. What's ingrained there? You know, I've made progress, or at least I hope I have. I would say definitely I've made progress. I mean, it's been years of inner work, sharing, searching, yes, it has been a lifetime of getting there, but then another lifetime of facing it in a way, facing it with faith, looking at it through the eyes of faith. So anyway, then it goes, you know, how to be myself in the world. You know, like I've mentioned before, struggle with fitting in, struggle with being myself. Yes, I've made huge progress in that area. I feel like I can go anywhere and be myself now. Although at times, not necessarily. So it's not as bad as it was. All this stuff that I'm trying to describe for you, it's a lot better nowadays. So don't worry about me. What is mine is what is yours is what is ours. What is mine is what is yours. You know, that's, and to me, you know, that, man, what a cool way to sum up the album for Home. You know, like, to me, this is, you know, another experience, just, you know, with the 12 steps, meeting Nicholas, you know, the group helped me out so much with the meetings. You know, they'd have daily meetings. That's what saved my life. And what taught me how to live. And man, I just see that God just cocooned me. He gave me a cocoon, man. Like, man, I was just such a mess. And, you know, the group and Nicholas and other people, you know, Tom A., I could mention hundreds of people that have helped me out. God has cocooned me, and especially in Colorado during that time, you know, just looking back, man, God has been so good to me, just so good. And I was just thinking about it today, you know, just a punk kid, man. Like, how could God love such a punk kid? Just, you know, I just had no clue. I wanted nothing to do with God. I wanted, you know, just to do my own thing. Just let me keep drinking my Coors and I'll be fine, man. And man, God has been so good to me, so good. But anyway, you know, that's part of the, you know, when you go, these guys in 12-step recovery, they've been through so much and they go through so much that, you know, an alcoholic knows another alcoholic and you know exactly what they go through. And those guys just carried me. Nicholas and that group, they carried me on their shoulders. The good Lord, he picked me up, carried me, almost like that reading that they said, you know, when you're walking the beach and you look back and you say, man, Lord, some of the toughest times, man, you know, and it's like, no, Lord's like, I carried you during those times, man, Lord carried me, that's for sure. Verse 3, okay, man, let's keep going. Make your rounds, break your chains that bind your full potential here. Make your way, make your town the place to be your home now. That is, there's no secret there. That is absolutely making amends. And, you know, maybe it was a little fresher on my mind at the time. You know, I was scared to death to come back to Ohio. And I have had some panic attacks. I remember going to the grocery store for one of the first times. I remember coming home. This is after 3 years of being in Colorado, to the day, almost 3 years. I remember coming home, and I remember it being so green here. And, you know, just I remember going to the grocery store over at IGA and just, like, having a panic attack in there and having to leave. And, you know, I just, what's the word? Fearful and ashamed. And, you know, for me, you know, drinking always, it was an adventure for me. At least I thought it was. Not necessarily. It led me to do some just stupid things. And, you know, it's, especially in blackouts, you do stupid things. And part of the recovery process in the 12 steps is to go out and make amends. And, you know, during the first 3 years, I did take some visits home, some trips home, and got to make some amends here and there. And, you know, it's a process of admitting your wrongs and seeing what you can do to make it right. And, you know, I still continue to do that. I still mess up, you know, ask my family, ask friends. You know, it's today I don't have to live with that guilt and that shame of what I've done, you know. You know, I've got maybe a couple amends. You know, there's a thing at work where the boss said don't make an amends. So now that I'm not working there, now I can make that amends. But, you know, there's few amends that I know of that I need to make. You know, I've done the best I could in that area, and that is a dang good feeling. And so this is just talking about, you know, breaking those chains, man. I would say of the shame or the fear of facing what I've done, you know, just poor choices, mistakes. You can face those. So if I can encourage anybody, you can face those mistakes. And that's something I want to do in some workshops of being able to do that. I've got a just some thoughts and ideas of being able to help people in that area. I feel like if I've done anything cool in life, it's making those amends. And pretty cool. And obviously, I have not been able to do that alone. It takes courage. And each time, you better believe that I've been praying before and that, you know, going on the strength of the Lord. So anyway, let's keep diving in. All of that sounds, so sweet. So start believing that you are here and you're okay to be the one that someone's needing. You know, this could be for a relationship, I would say, for the end, maybe. I would say maybe for, like, Sarah, for my wife, that maybe the message of you have something to give. And, you know, I just read just today, just working, just finishing up with the Man Quest. You know, it's it was an article, and it was something on, you know, like you have these thoughts, like I've put in not quite a year's worth of work, but it's taken a year for this Man Quest to firm up, to develop, to mold, and to get ready to release. And I think, you know, what if nobody does it? You know, what if only a couple? And I am completely fine with a couple. I will take that on. I'm totally fine. It's almost like that raffle. I feel like I went through that experience of selling those raffle tickets for the $5 pre-CD, for the business CD. Like, I had no clue. And there's always something in my head saying, I'm just going to buy this. This ain't going to happen. And it's an annoying voice. It really is. And it's a core belief. It's a core, and it's something to look into. But I feel like, you know, God was saying, just get out there, do the footwork. And, you know, I didn't sell too many of them, but I remember that first person that signed up was over as an insurance place over in Huron, the one and only one in Huron. And after that, I was like, okay, we got one. And then it was, you know, there was five prizes to it. So I was like, oh, I got to get four more. But it gave me that hope. So it's the same thing with this Man Quest. It's like I said before, if there's one or two or three only that sign up for it, bring them on, because I am going to bless these guys. But what I read today was, you know, somebody needs what you have. Somebody, you're doing what you're doing, you're living, somebody needs that. And, you know, again, back to the Man Quest, man, if you're a husband or a father, your wife needs you and your kids need you. You're the most important person in their life on this earth. And there's so much that we have to offer to our wives and our kids, and they need us. And that makes you such a valuable man, a precious man, and an irreplaceable man. And so anyway, back to the lyrics, you know, it's a blessing to be able to be there for somebody. And so I would say this relates a little more to a relationship, like somebody needs you. And, you know, I've experienced that. You know, Sarah's been a huge blessing, and I feel like there's a lot of things that I bring to her life and a lot of areas where I need to get better with the unselfishness and communicating and just daily appreciations. You know, you forget that. You're married for a while and you just, I've taken, you know, my wife for granted, you know, and every day is a gift. And man, I'm so thankful for her. I forget times when I was alone. I just, you know, I've always wanted somebody to be there with me. And, you know, that Sarah is that woman that God brought into my life. And man, just so thankful for her. But anyway, so that's part of the lyrics. And man, that's all the lyrics. Holy smokes. Man, I've really rambled on in this one. Man. Thankfully, scripture is short today. So I've just got a little bit of scripture. Hey, hang in there if you're up for some word. It's going to be real short today. And let's take a little break here and come back with some word. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate you, and appreciate you spending some time here with me. Feels good to share about this song. Let's see what we got coming up next week. Oh, yeah. Here's Where I Belong. Kelvin. Okay, Kelvin contributed that one. So come on back next week, and we'll have the song Here Is Where I Belong. So anyway, God bless. We'll see you in a little bit with some scripture here. Don't you want to live? Don't you want to love? Don't you want to touch your body among the waters? Purpose is free. Waiting is deep. Where are we? Okay, yes, welcome back, man. All right, here we go, diving in. Today we are going to be reading, Joshua. Joshua 1, 9. Let's do 1, 9, and then we're going to back up a little bit because actually Lydia goes to Open Door. It's a Christian school, and they memorize scripture, and they had this one on there, and I read that. I was like, man, that's awesome, man. I wonder if I can put that in the man course. They didn't quite make it yet. You may get it in there later, but let's just dive into that. Joshua, this is Old Testament, Joshua 1, 9. So it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. You know, and, you know, if you've put your trust in Christ, if you've trusted in the Lord, you know, God is with you, man. And the true God is there every day with you. And, what's that scripture? There's nothing that can take away the love of God for you, man. When you make that dedication and when you respond to that invitation of God's love, oh, man, yes. So anyway, have I not commanded you? Be strong. You know, a lot of Old Testament, I am recently seeing that the Lord calls us to be strong. And, you know, it takes work to be strong. Just like lifting, exercising, you know, marathons, it's a daily thing. And, man, if you're going to be strong, you got to be in the Word every day. I mean, at least I do. Some people may be able to soak that in and carry it with them. Not me. I forget too fast. And having some daily word, man, nowadays you have to be in scripture every day. I have to be in the Bible every day because you know it. This world is so screwed up, man. But anyway, you know, Lord's be strong. I notice that a lot in the Old Testament. That's really stuck out to me. Be courageous. You know, that's, I think it ties into the song, you know, just being fearful to try something new, something different. Man, the Lord is going to call you and you're going to be biting your nails, man. It's going to be scary as heck. But you got to be strong and you got to trust in the Lord. The Lord's called you to do something. He's going to see it through. Whether that's going to be by nudging you out of the nest or throwing you out. That's the cool thing about the Lord, you know. Looking back, you know, even maybe summertime of 2023, I specifically remember just a gut feeling of it's time to work is whittling down, and there's this part-time opportunity, and I'm scared to do it. At the same time, I feel like the Lord wants something different for me. And I remember going to Dot Baines, and I remember asking her, like, hey, how did you get through some of those times where you felt like the Lord was calling you out of your comfort zone? And she's like, that would happen every day. Scott, that would happen every day. You just have to trust in the Lord, from what I remember her answer. And I remember talking to their friends at the time, and I remember he said, and I asked for prayer. And I was just emotionally raw, and he was praying for me, and I was trying not to cry. I was just holding it in as hard as I could because I was so scared, so afraid, so... not ready to go out into deeper water. And this man prayed for me, him and his wife. And wish I had their names. They're not coming to mind. But anyway, during the prayer or afterwards or something, he said, even if you tried to get out of it, you know, even if you tried to screw it up, the Lord won't let you. Or how did he word it? Even basically, like, you can try to screw it up, but the Lord is going to work it out. I know I'm not wording that right. That's okay. Something close to it. And that is exactly what happened. You know, looking back, you know, that was a huge step for me. And, you know, to be honest, there's just super cool, supernatural things that happened to help provide, for me to really concentrate on just myself and, inner work and being creative. And it's opened up this door, and one of the scariest places I've ever been, because you have a family, and not easy to step out in faith. Not easy. Be obedient. Oh, man, to go to those deeper waters. But anyway, Lord, your God will be with you wherever you go. Man, God is going to be with you. You take that step of faith. God is going to be there. He's going to provide. Now let's back up. Let's just read 7, because in this Bible, this is an old school Bible. This is one of my first, probably back from 2000, and there's no date, probably 2004. It's an NIV. It's actually none of the New Testament's in it. It goes up to Jonah. The rest ripped out. Who knows where that's at? I just have a lot underlined, so let's just go up there. Joshua 1:7, be strong, well, and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. And verse 8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Oh, okay. Okay, that's going into verse 9. I was going to say, wow, really repeats that. Man, and that's exactly what we were just talking about, like, meditating on it day, and this says night. You know, I agree with that 100%. I like how they word that, meditate on it. You know, to walk by faith and not by sight, and to trust, it's not an option not to read scripture and to fill your spirit, feeds your spirit, your soul. Like Kelly says, garbage in, garbage out. Faith in, trust in, faith out, trust out. And so you know, I think somebody who was a cool example of this was Martin Luther King. You know, I remember hearing something where they're like, what gets you out of bed or something? Or he said something like, I don't even start the day without 2 hours of reading the scriptures. And such a great example. But anyway, yeah, just looking over that again, be strong, be courageous. You know, those are sometimes you're going to have to be, because I believe the Lord calls all of us to something out of our comfort zone, calls all of us to deeper water. So I would just kind of curious of, you know, I would ask, you know, what's the next step for you? And me as well. You know, you don't just take a step. You keep taking steps of faith, you know. It's not a one-time deal. What's in front of you? What does the Lord want you to do? What are you not being obedient to? You know, what are you scared to do? You know, these may be... I also have a desire and a passion to... for the new year of 2025 to bring out this, you know, your dream, your ministry, your passion. How do you start taking that and start with it, to go somewhere with it, do something? So that's a huge hope of mine, to get that going for the new year. Again, you know, I would also like to do a holiday support, which I've already kind of got a jump on that one. But anyway, those are some of the things that I would like to do. You know, at the same time, I feel like I need to get the word out for this Man Quest and also the album, and to do some workshops and do some live music. So it's going to take work, got to be strong, got to do the work, got to be courageous, got to face those fears of getting out and playing in front of people. So anyway, man, I'd love to encourage you, stay in the Word and ask yourself, you know, spend some time with the Lord, get some quiet and see what He would like you to do, or what area He'd like you to go in. All right, God bless. If you take a step of faith, man, let me know. Send me something. Let me know where the Lord leads. All right, God bless. Thanks for hanging in there. Here comes a train. Let's shut this down before I have to make another Man Quest promotion, or what do they call it? Sponsorship. All right, God bless. See you down the road next week. Let's do Here with my man Kelvin. Slow down, on down to the show me just how to be myself.